So I'm going to cover a topic where it's always important for us to understand what the Bible has to say about an issue that comes up in our culture. And so what I'd like to talk about this morning is, what does the Bible say about critical race theory? Critical theory is that Marxist idea that divides the population. It says that men are oppressors of women, the rich are oppressors of poor, parents are oppressors of their children, straight people oppress LGBT. It has that effort to always divide and create resentment in a culture. Critical race theory is a specific kind of critical theory which teaches that people are either oppressors or oppressed victims, that they're either good or bad based on their race. It weaponizes race to divide people and to create hatred to be exploited by Marxist-inspired governments. Critical race theory, or CRT, tells black students that they don't have the potential to achieve success because of racial discrimination. It tells white students that they don't have the capacity to be just or moral because they are guilty of racial superiority from birth. When CRT-influenced curriculum is introduced into schools, children are taught not to view their classmates as potential friends, but as separate and suspicious people. CRT-influenced curriculum and ideology are hostile to free speech because they label anyone who challenges its tenets or questions its facts as oppressors or racists. CRT advocates say America has grown great by racial injustice, and questioning their evidence for that assertion shows you are a racist. This ideology teaches that American ideals such as equal treatment under the law, honesty, hard work, innovation, individual responsibility, and good character merely serve to sustain oppression. Well, where do we look for answers? What does the Bible have to say about race and racial discrimination? The Bible teaches that all people, regardless of their race, are created in God's image, that they are fallen and in need of a Savior, and that all have equal access to salvation and grace through the work of Jesus. In Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us create man in our image, according to our likeness." All people are created in the image of God. Acts 17:26 says, "God has made from one blood every nation to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord." There aren't different races. There's only one blood. The Bible explains where the races come from. Mankind dispersed over the face of the earth after the Babel confusion of their languages. They wouldn't disperse. God confused their languages. They couldn't talk with each other. They had to spread out. Genetic studies show that if Adam and Eve had medium brown skins, they would have had offspring with varied amounts of melanin, or skin color ranging from near black to very light. Geographic isolation would then select or favor the developments of various racial characteristics. Galatians 3:27 and 28 sets forth the truth that superficial racial differences are of no significance in God's plan of salvation for mankind. It says, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Revelation chapter 7 tells us that people of every sort will be among those who are saved. John wrote, "After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes." There is just one important division between mankind, whether they're believers or unbelievers. Lord, we pray that when we are challenged by the teachings and opinions of our culture, we will always turn to your perfect word for our understanding and answer. In the name of Jesus, amen.